This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Welcome to the last hour of the show. This is the best of lunchtime radio. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ, with the Winter Stock himself. On a Friday, on Women's Day, if you don't know, now you know, man. It is the 9th of August, right? Today we celebrate Women's Day. And here on the Capricorn Adventure, we want to do things a bit different. We're going to celebrate the entire month. We'll be shedding light, you know, to some of the progressive women in our province who are doing exceptionally well. They are the leading ladies who carry the melodies to all these beautiful songs we love and listen to, right? And I'm talking about our female vocalists. And joining me today to kickstart this celebration is our very own. She goes by the name of Koketso Ngwasheng. But we all know her as Ketso. This beautiful voice. She's in studio right now, and she's the first artist to be featured on Limpopo's Next Big Thing. She also has a number one songs and a number of songs that have peaked at number one right on the Limpopo Big Five. I have the privilege to be speaking to her right now. Hi, Ketso.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. So happy Women's Day.
Thank you.
What does, you know, a day like this mean to you?
It means women are in their power. Mm-hmm. Unlike men, okay, let me credit men for who they are. But this means that, you know, women are also taking their places in this country, this continent, globally, and yeah.
All right. Most definitely. So I need to ask you this. So when you see a day like this, do you actually see it as a day that you would actually celebrate it, or do you just see it as a free holiday? It's like I need to rest.
Personally, it's those free holidays for me. But it depends on what I'm doing, what I'm on about. But I'm one person that celebrates holidays. Mm-hmm. I believe in holidays, and I would celebrate if I have to.
All right, most definitely. I mean, it's been a while, you know, since you actually joined us in studio, but your music has been topping the charts and getting massive playlists, right? So, and people have been requesting them. So, have you been up to since the last time you joined us in the studio?
I've been working on new music. Those who know me, they know that I'm very versatile. I'm diverse. I dabble into different types of genres. Mm-hmm. I try new things every time. So when I get the opportunity to work with different producers and different artists, I do it. I go for it. Mm-hmm. And always I surprise people. I surprise my fans. So
So, I mean, you just mentioned that, you know what, you dibble and dabble in different things, right? You're not bound by a genre. I'm talking Bola House, you're there. R&B, you're there.
Definitely. You
know? And now you're busy cooking some deep house?
I am. Oh, deep piano.
So maybe let's dissect this a bit. How important is it to be versatile in this industry?
You know that trends are changing every now and then.
Yes.
So I really feel like as an artist, you should be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just know the type of an artist you are and know where you can actually get into. Because mm-hmm. as much as I might be diverse, but there are some things that I'm limited to because of the type of an artist that I am.
All right. And maybe let's also, you know, take it a bit further in terms of the kind of beats you receive. Have you ever been in a situation where you were like, you know what, I got this beat, I'm not feeling it. And where do you actually draw that inspiration from?
It does happen. Uh-huh. It does happen. I've been in the game for too long now to say I'm able to recognize somebody who has a lot of experience in the field. Mm. So for me, I really, really respect my work, and I wouldn't want to jeopardize what I've been doing with something that is bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, you mediocre. Can't say me, like, you understand?
Yeah. So you'd be like, nope, I'm not taking
I would
this.
Say no. Uh-huh. I would say definitely no.
Quite interesting. Has that ever happened to you, though, that you feel like, you know what, ish, a guy sends you something and they're telling you, you know that moment when someone is forcing something down your throat to say, this thing is fire, but you're like, I don't get where the heat is coming from. Has that ever happened to you?
It has happened. And I'm someone who learning, like, I would respectfully tell you why am I rejecting your work. Mm-hmm. Respectfully so.
Okay.
It's up to you. If you find it offensive, it's not me. I'm just being honest.
Hey, you're protecting your brand.
I'm protecting my brand at the end of the day.
It's all good. We're still hanging out here with Ketso. She is one of the progressive women, a leading lady in the province. We continue this conversation after the short break. If you have any questions, any compliments for Ketso, do send them through to my WhatsApp line. I'm available on 079-899-6226. That is 079-899-6226. Any compliments, any questions, she's right here to answer them. I mean, now we know why this song peaked at number one on Abotemo Defo's show, right? The Capricorn Movement on the Limpopo Big Five peaked at number one. What's your name, Mokholokwane? What's your name?
Re.
Ari Ruki Shang, the pressure though.
Yeah.
Right?
The pressure.
It's something else, I'm telling you.
Ne?
Yeah, no. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ, with the Winter Stock himself. On a Friday afternoon, I'm still hanging out with the queen herself, man. She goes by the name of Ketso, leading lady doing amazing things within the game, right? But before I go back into my conversation with Ketso, I did ask you to send through any questions, any compliments to my WhatsApp line, 079-899-6226. That is 079-899-6226.
Good day, team. The one love, the love of Magazi, the one love, the love of Magazi. Nakako Ketso, and if the question in the Ravanayo, oh, and this is true. I'm going to Nifi Emmanuel Mazivandira. I'm a DJ, I'm a producer. I go by the name of DJ Sai. So, question in the Vanakako Ketso in the Ori. If Rich Kotoda or Kwamana Naye, Ringa, Kwamana Naye Ngafi. Since ya muziki wa wendi kare ndi chutovela nga manda muziki wa ke khala ko latela muziki wa upline uprende like if ke bata o communicator le bagolo ba le management wa ke ba kirea mo kae ona ko o tabatsa di Facebook le di Instagram kwa ka maina ke mang.
All right, so the question and the floor is yours.
Okay, well, I'm available on social medias. On TikTok, I'm Koketso, at Ketso, at Ketso Washeng, as well as on Facebook, Ketso Washeng, and Instagram as well, Ketso Washeng.
There you have it, my brother. I hope you got that. Maybe repeat it for him in case he missed it.
It's Ketso Washeng on all platforms, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram.
She does reply, so do that right now. And then she'll definitely get back to you. There's another one here that says, hey, I'm enjoying Ketso's interview. My question to her will be, when are you dropping new music? Currently enjoying your EP on Spotify. This is Tapelo Skini.
Oh, okay. I'm dropping my music next month.
Ooh.
It's an EP, a deep piano EP, featuring the best producer from Turf, Just Putti. Shout out to him.
Okay.
He's the best.
All right.
Yeah. Be tuned, guys.
So, speaking of your EP, let's shy away a bit from that for now and speak about, you know, Ketso as a brand, right? From here, where does Ketso want to see her brand and maybe where the brand is now? Is she also, you know, happy with the pace in which the brand has grown?
I'm very much happy.
Okay.
And I believe that I am where God supposed want me to be.
Hallelujah.
So, I really want to see myself beyond the borders.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
Because right now, I'm operating on a mission of trying to get my language to be recognized globally, which is Sepedi.
Uh-huh.
Right? So, yeah, I feel like we are not recognized as yet, and I want to create that platform for us Sepedi artists to just actually be recognized globally. This is the reason why I've been using or utilizing Sepedi so much in most of my songs.
Oh, interesting.
Uh-huh.
All right. And maybe let's talk about, you know, the people Ketso would like to work with.
Right?
Let me give you a blank check right now and say to you, there's two people. If there were two people you would actually choose and work with because you know that they would add value to a Ketso song, who would these two people be?
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Uh-huh.
But definitely Kelvin Momo.
All right.
And Within the province, I'll definitely say Motlanalo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Uh-huh. I never saw that one coming, but okay. That is dope. That is dope. All right. And, you know, do you reach out, you know, to some of these people and maybe hope? You know, like you mentioned Kelvin Momo. I mean, we know he dropped today.
Yeah.
He's trending at number one. Doing crazy things. So do you actually reach out to some of these people to try to see if maybe they can, you know, get back to you? And I do. Oh, is it?
I do.
How far does it go?
No response, but... It goes from no response, but okay. I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful. Like I said, I believe this is where God wants me to be. One day...
If my producer would have allowed me, I would have actually called one of them right now on air and find out...
Oh, my God.
Why would they actually do that? But you know what? Let me not. That's fine. I'll do this off air. It's okay.
All right.
And, you know, to all the ladies tuned in right now... who would like to pursue music, and what are, you know, words that you'd like to say to them in terms of the music that, in terms of the music industry in general?
In general, for women specifically?
100%.
Okay. Know yourself.
Okay.
Don't just take everything that comes your way. Know yourself, understand yourself as an artist, and follow your intuition.
Mm-hmm. I like that. So, you have a new song, exclusive. It's not dropped yet. It's not out.
Marergo
buji. Malesela ke mang.
Malesela ke letebele. Malesela ke letebele.
Wagar, there's a story le malesela mogi.
Show, bro. And it's a funny story because...
I want to lay it out. I want to know the story. Tell
the
me, what's going on?
The story is that. The story behind this one is that...
Mm.
It's a poem that my mom wrote me.
Okay.
And I was like, nah, this is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one. I gotta incorporate deep piano and this motion that I'm trying to do, which is, you know, expressing my language.
Yeah.
You understand? And let me just see what happens.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, let me just take my mom's poem and, like, put it on a beat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So since your mom... is listening, right?
She is.
So you might be lying to us, because maybe there might be a Malesela in true retrospect. Like,
I'm not even lying.
Oh, okay.
I wish I was, but I'm not.
Mommy, I'm looking at her in her eyes. She might be lying, man. But we shall find out.
She's laughing wherever she is. I'm pretty quite sure of that.
But I mean, this is a bit different, you know, from the sound that Ketso normally does, and the sound that we used to.
Yeah.
But was it intentional? Was it that I wanted something different?
It was intentional.
Is it?
It was intentional. It was intentional in a sense that I needed to challenge myself.
Okay.
Yeah. And I felt like I was changing. A lot of things were changing in my life.
Oh, okay.
And I had to go with the flow and change too.
Mm.
You know, you'll never know what change might bring you.
That's very true. That's very true. But when is the song officially dropping?
It's part of the EP though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How many tracks are in the EP?
Six EP. Yeah.
Features?
Just Pooty.
Okay.
Pokemon.
Okay.
And more, because I'm still working on it. Still trying to get some few artists into committing to do this thing.
Yeah. All right. Before I let you go, where can people actually get a hold of you, get a hold of your music, and for bookings?
For bookings, please do listen, guys. For bookings, you can book me on this following number. 071-342-4591. I'll repeat. 071-342-4591. Strictly for booking. And then, like I said, I'm available on social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at Ketso Washing.
All right. A big shout out to you. But let us go back to the messages. I see I received a voice note here.
Hey, Tada, how's it, Kibesh?
Oh, yeah, brother.
And Ketso.
Hi.
Ereke, but you say Ketso, or in coming 5 years, we're going to wipe on a lot more guy. And then ibile unyaka go bona abelikile di operate di thing around Limpopo.
I think she covered the only one in Limpopo, which was Motlanalo. Is there another one maybe?
Maybe Malebu, you know. Yeah.
Oh, Malebu's a beast.
Yeah, I'm after him. Malebu, I'm after you. Definitely.
They asked you in 5 years, where would you like to see yourself?
International.
Mm-hmm.
International.
Am I international?
Am I international? Little black coffee.
Hello.
You know.
No. So tell us. It will come. You're speaking it into, you know, the universe. It definitely will definitely manifest. So definitely. There's another one here that says, my name is Mwako Ntoke from Mankweng. And my question to Ketso is, which of her songs does she like more than others, or one she would recommend?
Oh, wow. What?
Tricky.
Very tricky. As an artist, you'll know. This one is very tricky. But I would say Existence.
Okay.
Yeah, it's part of my EP.
Mm-hmm.
Existence, because...
Wait, I don't know that. Is it out?
It's definitely out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's in my EP, The Journal.
Okay.
Available on streaming platforms. Okay. I would say Existence. It was as if when I was writing that song, it was as if I'm in another world.
Yeah.
I even listened to it today and I'm like,
you were international.
Damn, yeah.
You were international.
Definitely.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. A big shout out to you, Ketso. Thank you so much for taking your time to come and chill and get to know you better, right?
Thank
All the
you.
Best for your future endeavors. Let us get to know this Malesela very well. I will know if this was directed or from Mama to say, ish, Malesela Uchwamuki.
Yeah.
Or you use Mama's words to get to Malesela. So we shall find out. Do let me know what you think of the song 079-899-6226. It is Ketso Malesela featuring Jess Pooty. Send me a voice note, send me a text 079-899-6226. But whoa, it is Women's Day. Anything you'd like to say to the mamas out there?
Let's keep grinding. Let's not fear. Let's not lose hope. Let's not lose the confidence. Let's just keep grinding.
And there you have it. And that is how we wrap it up on hashtag. It is the leading ladies of the month of August. Happy Women's Day.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.